Then we are going to discuss about certain pathological conditions which involves the changes in the nail surface. The first is the longitudinal groove. Longitudinal grooves are the part of or dystrophy of the nail surface change, which produces a nail surface change which run over a part or a whole longitudinal axis of the nail. These are distinctive from the ridging of the nail, which are normally present. So the grooves can be full or partial thickness. There is a terminology which is used for a type of a longitudinal groove, which is known as a median canaliform dystrophy of Heller. So when the longitudinal groove is present, it is usually present in the midline, which divides the nail into two equal halves. The thumb are most commonly affected than the other fingers, and usually they are symmetrically present. The cuticle present over the longitudinal groove is normal. There are a number of the causes which are associated with the formation of the longitudinal groove, which are trauma, use of retinoids, familial cases have also been reported, or the underlying tumors such as viral warts, myxoid cyst, or periangual fibromas, which are pressing on the nail matrix, or proximal nail fold pterygium may also lead to the development of longitudinal groove. So these longitudinal groove may heal over a period of months or years, and the nail often return to normal, and they are replaced by the original, the ridges replace the original defect, but the relapse may occur.